You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Southwest Airlines has decided to roll back part of its divisive policy requiring overweight passengers to buy two tickets on flights when they require a second seat because of their size. Under the budget carrier's revised rules, Southwest gate agents will arrange a free second seat for passengers who need the extra room on flights where two adjoining seats are available. After an earlier rule change in January, Southwest required people needing a second seat to book and pay for it in advance. I did not know this group existed. The National Association to Advance Fat Acceptance criticized the policy as restrictive.
Okay, I have a story here. So I was on a flight.
Can I finish one more sentence? When two adjacent seats are not available on a flight.
Like the flight is sold out.
Or there's not another seat next to theirs. Larger passengers will be rebooked on a later flight.
Okay. So I was on a flight in kind of around Valentine's Day, and I was sitting there, and I was not, I was already boarded, settled, whatever. And this woman comes in, and she had a middle seat, and she was really petite, like maybe 100 pounds. And she was right in front of me, and she never sat down. She just sort of milled around the aisle where she was, never really getting in her middle seat. Mm-hmm. Then I see her, this is all very hush-hush. I see her walk up to the thing, walk up to the flight attendant, and then the flight attendant walked back and goes, "Sir, can I talk to you for just a second?"
Oh, this is going to be a sensitive conversation.
And he was like, "Sure, what's up?" And he went up to the front, and next thing you know, another flight attendant came and got a bag out of the overhead bin, and you never saw that gentleman again. Now,
was he a larger guy?
He was robust.
Robust?
He was robust, but there was a guy who was on sitting on the aisle, the same row as her.
So you're not in this row?
No, it's the row ahead of me. Okay. But there was a much larger gentleman sitting in the aisle, like, you know, across the aisle, same row, but just, and he was much, much larger. And I thought to myself, wow, just luck of the draw. Like, this petite woman created a stink. And so the heavyset guy, but it could have been the guy on the opposite end.
Have you ever complained about somebody on a flight?
Oh God, yes.
For what?
It's usually children. It's almost always children. In fact, I can count 1, 2, 3, at least a half dozen times I have.
Like they're kicking your seats?
Yes.
Or they're crying?
Yeah. No, not crying.
Yeah, they can't control that.
No, I don't care about crying. I can put my, but if I hear the, if I hear their video games, like they don't have their headphones on, it's insufferable. Or if I hear the wheels on the bus go round and round, like really low, I will lose it. So. And I will very nicely ask, can your son or daughter please put on some headphones? And if they, if I have even the most teeniest amount of pushback, ding.
Are you really that brazen about it, though? Where you ask them and they're like, no, and you're, okay. Like,
I always get my way because you aren't allowed to have anything playing within earshot.
That's true. They will kick you off the flight.
They will.
If you refuse to put headphones in.
Well, that is true, but I'm one of those, I have such an aversion to conflict that I'll just suck it up. I remember a couple years ago going down to Cancun, and there was, I think he was a Mexican national. I have no idea. I didn't ask. But he had on his phone, he was playing some obviously purchased recorded music. And it was Mexican, traditional Mexican music. And he was just playing it over the speaker of his phone in the seat right behind me.
Uh-huh.
And the only time I can handle that music is when I'm sitting poolside in Cancun.
At Senor Frog's.
No.
Oh.
At poolside in Cancun. But flying down for 3 hours with him listening to that music, and nobody said a word. The flight attendants didn't say a word. In fairness, I didn't say a word.
That's on you.
I know.
No, I have never complained about anybody on a flight. I even struggle to complain in a restaurant, even if they bring me something that is so far off from what I ordered. I don't know why. It's probably a deep childhood thing. I don't like complaining.
Is it an aversion to conflict, or is it about complaining?
I don't know. I have a tendency to want to complain, like in my head, and then I just sit there silently.
From the text line, why doesn't Michael wear headphones to block them kids? Well, I do have headphones, but I don't always necessarily want to wear headphones for 3 to 8 hours.
But do the wheels on the bus really go round and round?
They do.
So what is Southwest's new fat-shaming policy?
So what they're going to say is, if you are someone who is required, check that, requires two seats, and you have not bought a second seat, okay, they will try to find you a seat adjacent somewhere on the flight where you know, we can kind of move the puzzle pieces around a little bit.
But you don't have to pay for it.
Jenga,
and
no.
It's free. But, okay. And the seat is free.
But it's all subjective. The gate agent is the one who makes the... It's the gate agent who makes the final call. And everybody, like, what is heavy set to me might not be heavy set to Paulie, the gate agent.
True, but I think there are some people that you just know...
This person's going to need a seat extender.
There is no chance in hell you're getting in one seat.
Right.
The seats aren't getting any bigger, and we are.
Correct.
Well, and as we've looked at in the past, if we look at the dimensions of an airplane seat, the average American doesn't fit in an airplane seat. Mm-hmm. So if they're going to do the hard line, if you protrude into the space of your fellow flyer, then like 75% of people aren't allowed to fly.
I believe it's 19 inches across now. Am I right about that?
Those are the big seats. It's like 17
for
the
average. Is it 17 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Dr. Rick and Kathy Nelson,
the CEO, Kathy Nelson,
CEO of the Kansas City Sports Commission, joining us in studio in 45 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.